Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week, we have a very special guest on to help you as Avon residents to take your Avon business to the next level. So for those who listen to the show, you know that we've had district managers on, regional directors, Avon representatives like yourself, life coaches, and so many more people from various professions. Again, just to help you take your business to the next level. Tonight, I'm very excited. We have District Manager Carol, who is going to join us this evening, and she's going to talk about skincare. That's her specialty, as well as the product knowledge, which is the I think they changed the name, so she'll tell us a little bit more. So let's plug her in. Hey, Carol, how are you doing?
Good evening, Pat, and good evening, everyone. How are you doing, Pat?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Good. I wanted to take the time out to thank you and the listening audience for being so supportive. During my grandmother's passing, there, you know, you sent your condolences in a beautiful card, and you sent plenty of text messages and emails and calls, and I just wanted to thank you and some of the other representatives out there who listen. So thank you for your support and your patience during that time.
We are truly a family. And when one person's in pain in the family, we all are in pain. So you just know that you have a family behind you.
That's what's great about Avon. That's what's great about Avon. The family alone is truly a family within itself. I can definitely say that. But I'm so happy to be back and speaking with you tonight. And I wanted to, you know, I thought in my absence about what would be best served to speak about tonight. And one of the things that really is kind of hitting home to me as far as Avon and the skincare business is the importance of taking the courses on pathways. The importance and the purpose of continuing your Avon business education. So many times we forget about continuing the business education of Avon. And, you know, we go out there, you know, to build our teams, to build our downlines, and, yes, to sell the products out of the campaign. However, I think sometimes the educational piece gets missing in our midst of being busy, you know, birthdays, holidays, you know, life happens. And I think during the course of these events, we kind of lose sight on, again, the continuing the education of our Avon business. And, of course, we know that skincare is a big bang for your buck in Avon, you know. And I also just wanted to point out, everyone has their reasons for continuing their business education with Avon. And I just think some of the top reasons would be to invest, you know, invest in you, invest in your business. This is your career. This is your baby, you know, so your education as far as educating yourself on the skincare products and how to use them should be approached like a business investment, you know. It definitely takes time. It takes time to invest in you, and that time in return is going to give you growth in your personal development, in your business development, your financial development. And, of course, it will also help you to grow and to connect with your clients, your customers, and the representatives that are underneath you. You know, also it enhances your skills. You know, it is important to ensure that your knowledge and skills are up to date. You know, and there, of course, the industry, you keep up with the industry standards and the trends within your Avon business as far as the skincare goes. I think it is just paramount. And, again, sometimes we often forget about the continuing education part. And also it demonstrates value to your customers and to your representatives. It's an excellent way to demonstrate value, and it tells them that you're committed to you, your business, your career, and to them by investing the time to give them the knowledge of what they need to know about the skincare products and the benefits of the skincare, and also the color. Also, you know, not just skincare, also color. Also, it plays a major important role of Avon. Of course, beauty starts from within, but it's from within. And when you bring it out, your walk is better, you talk better, the stride, your stride is even, it just, it's pumped up so much more than it is when it's not there. It's amazing. And some of the things on the pathways that I'm not sure if some of the newer representatives might even be aware of, even some of the seasoned representatives, are the skincare tools that we have on the pathways. We have the Avon courses on pathways and the tools and resources. There is a very good little tutorial. It's not a little tutorial. Actually, it's quite powerful. It's the Essential Skincare Guide. Pat, have you ever seen that one before?
You know, when I first became an Avon representative, I went through, at the time it was called the Product of Knowledge, and
uh-huh.
I went through every video. I completed them all. Got the little completion certificate. But what I should do really in the new year is to go back over and revisit many of those videos, because they, like you said, it helps you as an Avon representative sell your product better.
Absolutely. There's, again, one, it's the essential, I want to get the name right for everyone here, so that way they can at least check it out, the Essential Skincare Guide. It's on the Avon Pathways. And what I like about this guide, this is like, how can I put it? This is the one-stop shop in learning about the Avon skincare brand. It literally, and I kid you not, it has the Anew line in it. There's a quick little questionnaire that you can ask your customers. It will tell them every step that they need to take. You will be amazed that people don't realize in what certain steps to apply what. It's amazing that they don't realize certain things. Some people don't realize why you would only use a night cream at night and you wouldn't use a day cream at night. Some people actually think you can use a day cream at night. Why do we need SPF at night? I don't know. I don't think I'm falling asleep and getting any sun at nighttime. Do you, Pat? I mean, you know, so central to know these things. It talks about the Anew Rejuvenate line, the Reversalist line. Again, it's 15 pages long, so it can be uploaded to, one of the flash drives, and you just take it to your Kinko's or your Staples or Office Max and just have them print you a black and white copy. It also talks about the Anewgenics. Again, it tells you about the treatment and the moisture all in a quick flip through, 15-page little booklet. And, again, it puts you in the position of being the expert. It also has a really quick page about the Skinvincible. Again, that's our newest dynamic duo. And if you don't know much about it, again, just look at your quick reference guide. This tool also has a skincare product selector guide, okay, which helps you select your anti-aging. It all starts from cleansing, moisturizing, treatment, and eye. And, again, you wouldn't believe that people do not know in what order these steps go in. It also has their new elements line. Oh, my goodness. It has – I'm flipping through it now because I'm amazed. It has the clear skin line. It also has the clear skin professional. So there are several things that are packed in this powerful little tutorial that, again – this is part of continuing your Avon education. And, Pat, I know you're a seasoned Avon representative, and you are well-known in Avon. What would you suggest I know you are well known in Avon, Pat. And people, you are a go-to person. You're a go-to person. No, listen, when I first came on as a DSM, I went to you and I asked you things. You know, I wanted to pluck your brain. I wanted to know what made you tick about Avon, you know. I would ask you, how do you suggest to your downline, how do you slightly suggest to them about taking the Pathways courses that we so often talk about and that we love? Because believe it or not, everyone isn't taking these courses. They're not on board with them.
You're absolutely right. One of the things I do when I sign someone up, I give them, and I think a lot of people may have forgotten about this, but in the books in which you give your new recruits when they first sign up, it makes suggestions of, I think, 5 videos that they should watch just to get them started, because I think sometimes when you open up that, at the time it was called Product and Knowledge, called Pathways now, and for those people who don't know, you look under training and you'll find it on the net tab, but when you open it up and you see all those videos, it sometimes what happens, people become overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And they do nothing. So they should, you know. So, but if you tell them, okay, you know, you should watch Getting Started, How to Place an Order, you know, this type of thing, and then the skincare, you know, they'll realize, okay, I don't have to do all this at one time to get started. I can watch 3 or 4 videos, and at a time, and learn about my Avon business. And then what I would do, I would tell them that, you know, I'm going to meet with them or talk to them to discuss, you know, what they've learned during the video process. So I think, you know, not just sending your new rep to that page and saying, oh, no, go for it, because, like, it's overwhelming. Give them a couple of point out 4 of the top videos that they should watch, I should say, when they first start, and I think that will get them in the habit seeing the rest of the videos.
Right. Well, those are excellent tips. And I know, you know, as district sales managers, and also I know yourself, you know, following up also with the downlines and with the representatives to remind them, again, because life does happen. You know, God knows, I know life does happen. And sometimes we do forget.
Yeah, and you know, not to cut you off, Cal, but one of the things I do find that, you know, I will time to time, you do run into those Avon representatives who don't have a computer at home. So you may want to suggest to them that they can go to work a little, maybe a half hour early, and just to watch the videos, or watch it during their lunch hour, or stay a half hour later at their job, you know, to watch the video.
Absolutely. Except no watching during work. No watching during work, but definitely. And also, if there's a contact center located near the representative, most of the contact centers, I won't put my foot in my mouth and speak for them all, but most of the ones that I have been into, they do have a computer and the representatives do have access. You know, and I'm sure it's just a matter of going in and signing up to use the computer at a specific time. So.
I don't know if we've lost Cal, because she was very far away, and now I don't hear her. So I'm assuming that Cal was disconnected, and we'll wait for her to come back. Cal, you there?
Yes.
Okay, you disappeared a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm sure, like I said, it's just a point of just asking or signing off of the computer time in your contact center and just taking some of the tutorials. And they're not long. It's not anything that's, you know, it's going to take you hours. It's very convenient. Also, bring a pen and a paper so you can jot down some.
They had the time of each video. So if you know,
yeah,
if you know you have, if you have 10 minutes, only 10 minutes to watch the video, then watch the 10-minute video. If you have a half hour, then you just watch the half hour video.
Absolutely. You're right, Pat. You're absolutely right. And again, I am amazed at how many representatives are missing this important part of their business. And it really, really would help to position them in the spot as the skincare expert. Okay, and again, once you have that label expert, and this is what people will literally coin you as, the expert, when you start giving them the knowledge, the wisdom, and the education that they need to know about their skin and their skin care and what regimen best fits into their daily routine. I mean, right then and there, that's going to build you safe from that person, their friends, their family, even their children. So think about the residual income that will come in from your customer base. And then I'm sure once someone sees that you're passionate and you're knowledgeable and you're business savvy about what your niche is, because everyone has a niche with Avon. You know, some people are into, you know, the perfume part of it. Some people are just into specifically, you know, growing their downline. Everybody has their niche. So I'm not trying to take away from anyone's individual niche with Avon. However, I do encourage you to learn more about skincare. Again, it's the biggest bang for your buck, and that is definitely going to bring you more customers. You are definitely going to have more added-on sales. Again, every woman needs an eye cream. They need a moisturizer. They need a cleanser. And every man, believe it or not, They need that. Sometimes men are in denial about what they need, but every man needs a cleanser, a moisturizer, and even an eye cream, even an eye cream. So, again, these are sales that are going to continue every 30 to 45 days. So that opportunity can be maximized by your knowledge, by your knowledge. Don't underestimate yourself, and don't underestimate the knowledge in Avon, you know. So that's a majorly important thing that I really wanted to get across tonight to the representatives. Don't short yourself. Don't short yourself. You know, do those videos. Take the little courses that Avon has supplied for you. They're easy, they're convenient, and you can do it from the comfort of your home. If you have a laptop, a computer, if you even have a tablet, you can do it on your tablet on the go. Even on the train in the morning, a lot of us take the train, the bus. You know, you can do it right there. It's so simplified. I mean, I'm sure, Pat, you've probably taken some of the courses on the go yourself. I know you're busy.
I actually took my courses at the end of my work day. At the end of my day, I just sat there and just watched. I committed to watching several per night. I think I did that.
Really?
Mhm. Yeah, I went to every one of them. I did like a marathon. I was so eager to learn.
Now, and I'm curious to hear where are some of the places. We should run a contest on some of the places that the Avon representatives have actually taken their courses from.
Ooh,
just to see what kind of answers we get back.
Oh, that would be
funny,
yeah.
You know, because if you're all about your business and increasing your knowledge and yourself, you're going to do whatever you take, whatever you have to do, and you're going to take those courses wherever you have to take them. Excuse the bell in the background.
I have a challenge. The challenge would be to write down and to send in what skincare products that they are using.
The Avon representatives themselves, right?
That's right. It's amazing how many they're not even using their own products.
Or maybe even know how to do a simple skin analysis, you know, which is very easy, and it's not time consuming. But I think maybe we should think of a contest, or just have people write you in. I would love to know if they would write to us what Avon skincare product they're using,
yeah.
You know, and what they've suggested that particular week. You know, how much skincare does the average Avon representative sell in a week?
Wow.
You know, I mean, I wonder. I'm going to do a little research myself for our next conversation, because I would like to give those numbers out. Literally, how much skincare does the average Avon representative sell a week?
And I bet you, what's a nickel, a dollar, whatever that saying goes, I bet you when you look at that top 100, I bet your top Your top 20 are those who sell more skincare.
Top 20.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. 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 Because they realize the power of skincare, and they realize it's the biggest bang for their buck. And I would be willing to bet you, Pat, and no, I shouldn't bet you, Pat, because you would win or we would go even, that those top 20 have definitely gone onto the pathways and have taken the skincare tutorials.
Mm-hmm.
That's the definite. So I know I wouldn't bet because I'd lose. I wouldn't bet because I'd lose because I know being in the top 20 and even in the top 100, of course, you have invested your time in your business and your education for Avon. So without a doubt, I'm sure that's one of the things that they did when they first signed on to be an Avon representative. And again, I encourage every single Avon representative out there to go onto the pathways. And I bet you even if they just tried it, they should do a self-test. I'm a big person when it comes to doing a self-test or a self-assessment.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should. What I'm suggesting, and I'm going to put a challenge out there. So mark my words, Pat. My challenge is every representative that can hear us speaking tonight should go onto the pathways, take the tutorials that we're speaking of, right? And just
mm-hmm.
do maybe a week or how about one campaign? Do a one campaign test and see if what we're saying is true. After you take the tutorials, then you start, you know, really focusing on your Avon skincare with the knowledge that you learn taking those courses. And I'd be willing, this is where the bet comes in. I'd be willing to bet they will increase their sales that week.
Absolutely. And I tell you, you know, this is the beginning of the we're heading towards the beginning of a new year, 2014. And one of the things that I do with my customers, I remind them that, you know, every new year when they some people change their batteries and their smoke detector or whatever they have in their home, I told them they should go and they should throw out all their old makeup that they have the whole year and start anew. And even they feel that they need a new skincare analysis, have it during the month of January. So when you come in the month of January, you're starting out with fresh, clean, new skincare products as well as makeup. Because a lot of people don't realize they contaminate their makeup.
Yes, absolutely, Pat. That's an excellent point. People do not realize that they contaminate their makeup. And you know what? People laugh at me. I don't put my fingers, and I'm sure you do the same thing, you don't put your fingers into your jar of creams.
No.
You know, you always use a Q-tip swab or an applicator because the bacteria will build up, you know. So it's very important. Oh, my God, it's so important. And like you were saying, use it as a gauge to when you should swap out your products. What is it, spring ahead and fall back? So it's usually when people spring or fall, when they usually change their alarm, the battery and the smoke detector. So definitely they can use it as a gauge. And people also don't realize that during those times of year, your skin needs will change. And a lot of times, because life happens, we don't realize, oh, my God, it's wintertime. My skin is looking horrible. It's dry. Well, why? Well, you're not getting the same from that moisturizer that you use in the summertime that might be, you know, for normal skin. You might now need something for normal to dry skin.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
you
right.
Know? So, again, Avon representatives, I encourage you, and Pat, I know you're going to back me up on this. I encourage you to go back to those customers, go back to them, and ask them about their winter skincare routine. Are they getting enough in their skincare regimen? How does their skin feel? The only way you're going to know is if you communicate with them and know your products. Have your business knowledge of skincare behind you, 220%. And, Pat, I know as a fellow esthetician, I know you subscribe to that, and you have beautiful skin. So I know you subscribe to it.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Thank you, Pat.
No, you do. You're an awesome inspiration, an awesome everything. And, Avon, I admire you. I respect you. And, again, your skin is gorgeous. So I love it, and I just respect what you're doing with your radio show, and I really hope that tonight everyone rethinks the Avon Pathways in their training. And if skincare isn't their niche, I get it, then whatever area that you want to position yourself as the expert in, go on Pathways and take those courses. I challenge everyone this campaign that's coming up next, depending on your RPS. So whatever RPS you're in, whatever your very next campaign is, I challenge you to get on Pathways and be all about your Avon business education and see how far it helps to boost your Avon business.
That's exactly right. And your customers will love you for it, because they will see a remarkable difference in their skin, particularly if they follow the regimen. And I tell you, I always tell my customers that the more you...
Wow. How about that for a piece of information? Something that none of us probably even thought about, right? The less you have to cover up.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, that challenge you put out there, we want to know what you representatives are using, because we want to support you. We want to praise you. We want you guys to be the experts, and we want to know what you're using. And if you're not using anything, then say, all right, you guys got me. Right, Pat? You know, you
That's
guys
right.
got me. I'm caught out there. You know, I'm caught. You know, I'm not using anything right now. However, you know, because I took the Pathways, this is what I'm going to be trying. So I want to know, Pat, what do you think?
I think so. I think this is a good time to shake up the basket and really just get on top of your game.
Oh yeah, and we're gonna be out there. We're gonna be out there. Don't let Pat and I walk up to you on the street. The first thing we're gonna say is, "What are you using on your skin?"
That's right.
So they should have something already in mind and already ready to tell us.
And you know what? What people don't realize, when you're trained to cleanse skin as an esthetician, you can see a skin that's not cleansed, has not been cleaned properly.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say the person's not using not using soap and water every day to clean, or even twice a day to wash their face, but you can still see that the is not clean properly. And I always tell people, and everybody knows when you're growing up, and they will say, you have that ivory look.
Yes.
That pure look. It is a look. I don't care what your natural, what color your skin is. There's a pure look. And when your skin is properly clean, you have a pure glowing look as opposed to a dull finish.
Mhm. Mhm. That is so true. And if they just did the before and after, right? If they just did a before mm-hmm. and after, take a 20-day challenge, I bet you. They will literally, I know you sometimes take calls on your show, you know, and then give them an opportunity to call and tell you about their 20-day challenge results. That's something interesting, you know.
Yeah,
I would love to hear it. You know,
maybe,
because you're right.
Maybe that's what we do in January. Maybe January we'll have people text me during the show with their phone numbers, and we could plug them in, and they can click on what it is that they're doing in terms of skincare.
Right. Absolutely. And I know we spoke the last time about making a file and people literally taking a picture of their customer and doing
mm-hmm.
like a progression. So
right.
I'm also curious to know, to follow back up on that, if anyone did try that and what their results were and how it's going so far. Because it's been 30 days since we had that that show. So I would be willing to see what the follow-up looks like on the pictures and the progression of the skincare for the representatives who did try that for their customers, you know. And in fact, did those sales turn into 30-day sales, you know, every 28 to 30 days did it turn into a sale, you know, another sale for them. So I'm not
and
sure
I
if you've...
And I thought we said we were also doing a meeting. We were going to make one up at one of the leadership or general meetings.
Yes, we can do it. I'm in District 2060 in the Bronx, and I'm definitely willing to coordinate that with you, and we can get a group down there and definitely do some classes. We can literally make that I talked about making a box, index box just for the skincare customers. We can do that. Absolutely. I'm willing. I am definitely willing. Just reach out to me, and also your listeners should reach out to Pat to let her know that you're interested in that so we can get that put together and we know exactly what we need to have on hand for everyone and what we'll need for you guys to bring. Absolutely, Pat. Let me know. I'm on board with you.
Well, we ran out of time. It's 9:01.
We talked.
It goes so quickly. My gosh. And
it
I feel like sometimes we're just scratching the surface.
So do I, but, you know, we could talk all night long about skin. Well, you know, we're passionate about it. So we could talk all night. They don't know. We could talk all night about this topic and never say the same thing the same way twice. So, appreciate it. And thank you so much again, Pat, for allowing me the opportunity to be on your show. And, again, thank you to your listeners.
No, I think we're all blessed to have you as an Avon district manager, and particularly in the Bronx. You're a fantastic person, a fantastic district manager, as well as an esthetician. And we are all so much better off because of that.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. So this is the last one. For those people, go into your site map, which is on the top of your Avon.com page, and then go in there and look for the calendars and look and see when your Avon order is due, because, you know, everything's all changed for this campaign one. I do know that you can put in a campaign one order as an add-on if you want to get it sooner, but, you know, call Avon to find out about that. And this is the last this is my last show before the holiday. We will have a show next Monday. However, Gil and Clark will be our host next Monday with a very, very special guest. And in fact, Gil will be the host for the next 3 weeks because I'll be in the Dominican Republic getting my nerves together. So I won't be able to speak with you, but I would like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a very, very merry, merry Christmas and Kwanzaa or whatever it is that you're celebrating, and that the New Year's bring good fortune, good health, peace of mind, sound mind, and a wonderful, healthy year. Cal, I'll speak to you right after the show.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
Good night, everyone.